This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's jump to verse 9. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take up your mat, and go home. Before he healed the man, he forgave the man. I'm convinced that there's somebody here today that the greatest announcement I could give you is not that you're going to win the lottery. Not that you're going to get that job that you're hoping to get. Not that you're going to get that promotion. You're going to get that new house, that new car. But that your sins are forgiven in Christ. May I tell you a powerful story of that in a dramatic way that was shared with me by Bruce Larson. Bruce Larson is one of my favorite writers over the years. He tells about a Dr. Bill Wilson, who was the head of the psychiatric department at Duke University in North Carolina. And Bruce Larson writes this, I met a colleague of Dr. Wilson some time ago who told me a story about the man. One of his patients was a Vietnam veteran who had been non-functioning for years. In the course of his Vietnam duties, he had been responsible for the deaths of many people. The hospital staff felt convinced that his illness was the result of his inability to forgive himself. Listen to that again. The hospital staff felt convinced that his illness was the result of his inability to forgive himself. One day, Dr. Wilson came in and asked to see this particular patient. He went into this poor man's room, sat on the bed, and said, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that your sins are forgiven. I want to tell you that your sins are forgiven. And the patient said, what did you say? What did you just say to me? And Dr. Wilson repeated, he said, I have the authority to tell you through Jesus Christ, through not my authority, that your sins are forgiven. Bruce Larson says that exchange marked the beginning of a healing and the patient is now functioning back in society. And Bruce says this, Dr. Wilson performed a miracle of healing, not as a psychiatrist, but as a Christian. Dr. Wilson performed a miracle of healing, not as a psychiatrist, but as a Christian. Do you realize you have the capacity to speak forgiveness to people's lives? Realize how powerful that is? Not from your power and not your authority. I don't speak that out of my own authority. But like Dr. Wilson, we have the capacity to say, because of Christ, you're forgiven. And you acknowledge that sin and you acknowledge what Jesus did on the cross, there is forgiveness that can come into your soul and into your spirit, and your life can be changed and will never be the same because I have spoken, I can speak forgiveness into your life as a believer. And I really believe that's true, that we have the authority as a believer to speak forgiveness and words of forgiveness into people's lives. Let me tell you why. People speak all kinds of garbage into people's lives. You'll never make it. You're a loser. You've been that way for 20 years. That's the way you're going to die. You're going to be that way. And that's what people speak over and into the lives of people every day. And some of you have grown up with people speaking those kinds of things into your life and into your spirit and into your psyche. And you've grown up believing it. And today you hear the words of Jesus where a man's brought before him, he's paralyzed physically. And Jesus doesn't say, you're healed. He says, your sins are forgiven. It's his greatest need, and that is your greatest need.
Well, we'll continue this second message in this series, What Jesus Did, He Does, tomorrow. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.